This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
The family of Suzanne Morphew speaking out. Authorities believe Suzanne is dead. Her body has never been found. 3 years after her disappearance, now officially being called a cold case. Her husband, Barry, along with two daughters, sat down with Ariel Reshef for an exclusive interview that aired this morning on ABC's Good Morning America.
Did you have anything to do with the disappearance of your wife?
Absolutely not. It's very hurtful to lose your reputation and your integrity.
Suzanne's husband, Barry, was initially charged with first-degree murder and tampering with evidence, but those charges were withdrawn just before the trial was set to begin. His daughters, Mallory and Marcy, have stood by him through the entire ordeal.
You never had a shred of doubt once you heard the evidence from law enforcement against your dad?
I've never had a shred of doubt. Not one.
Prosecutors say at the time they believed they were close to finding Suzanne's body and withdrew the charges against Barry in hopes of finding additional evidence. Firefighters in Falcon, meanwhile, crediting the use of smoke detectors with saving a family's life from a house fire yesterday morning. That fire broke out on Crystal Downs Road in Falcon yesterday morning, shortly before dawn. Investigators say smoke detectors alerted the family in time for them to escape safely. The cause of the blaze remains under investigation.
Officials with Mountain Metropolitan Transit say that they're hiring a remediation contractor to clean up their downtown terminal. The announcement comes after testing showed methamphetamine contamination levels were above state standards. Officials say the downtown terminal's lobby and restrooms will be closed until further notice to ensure the public safety. Driving through a popular area southeast of Colorado Springs could take you a little bit longer. There's a new road widening project beginning on Mark Shuffle Road between Bradley and Fontaine. That stretch of Mark Shuffle will be closed until early June. Todd Frisbee with the Colorado Springs Traffic Engineering Department says that it's the best way to finish the widening sooner and keep workers safe. But he understands that regular users of the route and people who live along or near it will be inconvenienced.
It's going to be a detour, and there's going to be impact on the flow, on their commute time. I ask all the traveling public, please be patient. This is temporary. And we'll do our best in the terms of operating traffic signals to accommodate the flow of traffic the best we can.
The project is intended to stay ahead of infrastructure needs with a forthcoming housing development plan. The $1 million project is being financed through the bond sales by a local metro district. The chancellor of the University of Colorado at Colorado Springs is stepping down as of July 1st. Chancellor Venkat Reddy says that he will return to his position as a professor of finance in the fall of next year after serving as an advisor for special projects to the University of Colorado project president Todd Salmon for next year. Reedy has also served as the chancellor since 2017. During that time, he has also led several initiatives, including recognition as the R2 institution, as well as launching new academic programs.
And a new community app has launched here in Colorado Springs that its creators are comparing to Facebook and Nextdoor. The app is called ZonZon, and it's designed to help people know one another and share ideas, but it's more hyper-focused than Nextdoor and looking at specific communities. ZonZon's creator says that it prevents users from receiving outside commentary or feedback that isn't relative to their specific group and their needs.
Partly to mostly cloudy skies here the next couple of days with chances for afternoon and evening showers and thunderstorms. Cool Monday with highs in the low and mid-60s around Colorado Springs and the low 70s for Pueblo. Warmer with those showers and thunderstorms coming up Tuesday and Wednesday with highs in the mid-70s Colorado Springs and the low 80s for Pueblo. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Chris Larson for KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.